While it looked like business as usual in this city on the last day before schools opened, dejection was evidently written on most parents' faces. Most of them were doing window shopping, but complained of high prices of uniforms for both primary and secondary schools. On average, a primary school uniform for girls costs about $25, and a boy's uniform is pegged at $20. School shoes are about $15. School fees at government primary schools are about $180 for starters, and retainees pay about $80 a term. Government and church-run secondary schools charge about $90 a term for day scholars, and the boarders pay an average of $450 a term. One of the parents, Maxo Matiashe, said they are failing to raise money to buy uniforms and pay school fees for their children.
It's very difficult because we don't have money. The companies are not paying, even the government is not paying. So what we are thinking, if the government can actually allow us to pay later, it's better, so that students are not chased away from school.
Alice Bastito ekes out a living through selling carrier bags at local departmental stores in the city, said it is hard to look for money, especially when state workers are not being properly paid by the government.
Our business is so hard because we don't have money. We don't have money for buying uniforms for children to go to school. We don't have school fees. We don't have money. People are not giving money for civil servants. Things are too hard.
Another local woman, Marvelous Munyeroke, who is a street vendor, said she can only send her children to school if she gets a decent job.
Selling saga big, but I don't want to sell saga big. I want to find these jobs because I want more money to pay school fees, to buy food, to buy uniforms.
A government employee who identified himself as Abel Charuma said he will be able to send his children to school if he gets his delayed 2015 bonus.
We don't know the twins are saying school because atina, like, we didn't get money. We are to see for seven that we never get bonuses, and we never got bonuses. Our children are going to school, and we are no way to 21 up in marriage when the government just treated us like that.
A headmaster at a local secondary school told Studio 7 that while the government has directed that no child should be sent away from school for non-payment of school fees, most school authorities will not follow the order. The headmaster said it will be improper for those that have not paid fees to enjoy the same education rights with the children that would have paid their fees, be it in part or in full. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.